Hi there. The word for you today is, how's your relationship with God? In John 5, verse 30, Jesus said, I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. The third thing that describes Christ's relationship with his Father is obedience. Remember the first two, intimacy and dependency. The third is obedience. Jesus said, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Think about that. Jesus neither considered nor consulted his own will in the matter. Instead, he focused like a laser on one thing, doing the will of God, no more and no less. Note the words, as I hear. You know, when you've heard from God, the discussion is over. It's time to act. God's not going to change his mind, so you need to start changing yours and get with the program. When you make Jesus Lord of your life, you give up three basic rights. What are they? Number one, what it'll cost you. Number two, where it'll take you. And number three, the extent to which it'll change you. In order to enjoy a relationship with Jesus similar to the one which he had with his Father, that's the price tag. You say, well, that sounds very demanding. Yes, but it's also very protective and very rewarding. When God told his people to do something, he also told them why. Deuteronomy 5, verse 33, that it might go well with you. How about that? God's not trying to cramp your style, make your life hard, or put you in a straitjacket. He's a father who wants only the best for his children. Isn't that what every good parent wants? So, when you walk in obedience, God's best is what you'll get.